You're listening to KNKX, and this next story comes from an episode of our weekend show Sound Effect on Too Much Information. Here's Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing.
So, the internet. Do you know how that TV show that you're currently binge watching or the photos that you just emailed to your aunt in Michigan, do you know how all of that information gets around? Well, 88.5's Will James joins us in the studio to tell us about a small town in Washington State that plays a pretty big role in the digital highway. Will, where is this place and what exactly did you learn?
It's Quincy, Washington. It was basically a conventional Northwest farm town east of the mountains until companies like Microsoft started building these giant data centers there.
What's a data center?
Picture a warehouse filled with the internet. Quincy has become like a hub of these things, and it's changed the town in a lot of ways. I had to see one of these things, and the first time I did, I was standing in the kitchen of a woman named Patty Martin.
That's Microsoft. And beyond it, you can't see it now because of the tree, but Dell is right beyond Microsoft.
They're data centers, storehouses of electronic information. Patty lives in Quincy, a city that sits in a bowl of gentle hills rising from the plain of eastern Washington. Quincy was once known for food processing plants that got stuff like frozen fruit and snap peas ready for the supermarket. That is, until these centers started rising from the farm fields 10 years ago.
What did this view from your kitchen window used to be?
Well, there used to be trees, and I suspect they took the trees down because there are power lines that are right there, and you can't have any outages, right?
You can't have any outages because inside buildings like this are canyons of humming computer servers that sustain an invisible universe of information, family photos, tax records. Patty has a history with these things, a quarrel that's about more than just the aesthetics of her backyard. But before we get to that, let's explain how a city with two stoplights sprouted six massive data centers, the physical manifestations of the digital storage space we think of as the cloud.
Yeah, there's not really a cloud, so to speak. I mean, but there is a cloud and it's here.
Jim Hemberry was on the city council about a decade ago when a consultant came to Quincy to talk about how to grow the economy.
You know, and somebody said, you know what, we need a Microsoft here, just as a joke. And lo and behold, they showed up.
It turned out Quincy had cheap and reliable electricity from the Columbia River and acres of empty farm fields ripe for development. And Quincy was safe. Tech companies didn't have to worry about an earthquake or a hurricane wiping out vast chunks of the internet. It was ideal for data centers, and the local government began marketing it that way. The state also passed a sales tax break for companies that built data centers there. Microsoft was the first to bite, and the rest followed.
Yeah, you know, if you use TurboTax, most likely it's stored over here at Intuit over here. You know, and Bing and Xbox 360, is I don't know all those, but...
Jim is now Quincy's mayor. When I met him in his office, he was wearing jeans and a Seahawks polo shirt. He looked like a guy getting ready to retire, which he is at the end of the year. And in a way, he is retiring at the peak of his career. Quincy has made some serious money, thanks in large part to the data centers.
Our property tax revenue is about five times what it was before they built, and our sales tax revenue is about the same.
What has that allowed you to do as a city government?
Well, it's allowed us to do a lot of things.
He's happy to go through them.
We have done a lot of improvements in our parks, tennis courts, basketball courts, an amphitheater, a new animal shelter. The numbers of animals that are either adopted or fostered out of here is amazing. Then we built the new public services building. We went from 10 police officers to 20. Big toys.
Mayors dream of these kinds of projects, but few actually get the money to realize so many of them. And Quincy's residents are people who don't often get this level of public investment. Three quarters of the people who live here are Latino. Many are immigrants who work in farming or food processing. This is one of the poorest counties in Washington state. Let's go back to Patty. She used to be the mayor here back in the 90s, before the data centers were even a dream. But she's spent much of the past 7 years filling her head and parts of her house with information about data centers.
It's a lot of stuff. If I showed you how many binders of
papers and drawers of papers that I have.
Patty's thing is, she thinks all this growth comes at a cost. You see, all this information is hungry. It takes an unbroken flow of electricity to survive, and that has consequences. To show me what she means, Patty drives me to a cluster of data centers a few blocks from Quincy's main road.
All right, so this is Yahoo?
Yeah, this is Yahoo. So each one of those brown stacks is the stack on top of a diesel generator.
Each data center has diesel engines for backup power. They're tested periodically, and that creates exhaust. It's the same stuff that comes out of a diesel truck. Remember that digital cloud we were talking about? Patty says she's seen it, an actual cloud.
When you're driving into town, there'll be a pink haze that you can see from a distance, and that pink, kind of brownish, it's pinkish brown, is characteristically or classically diesel.
The state's Department of Ecology has signed off on 228 diesel engines in Quincy and tracks how often they run and how much pollution they release. The state says they're not a health risk. Microsoft and other companies say they take pains to build their data centers as green as possible. But this has not stopped Patty and a friend, Dana Del Porto, a retired teacher, from challenging most of those state permits. They do the legal work themselves, sometimes pulling all-nighters. And while they've never won, they've gotten the state to impose some pollution controls. Patty and her friend Dana are basically alone in this fight. Most people in town are either indifferent or they like the new signs of prosperity.
You know, some people are happy that, you know, now we've got a Shopko and they, you know, that's part of the development. Like Anytime Fitness is here, and there's some people that see growth as a good thing. I'm not opposed to growth. I just think that, you know, if you're going to have it, you need to put every protection that is available under the law in place to protect your constituents.
What she's basically asking for is more information about the consequences of storing all this information. We stop on a hill overlooking what is going to be Quincy's 7th data center once Microsoft switches it on. From up here, it looks like a plane of concrete, a gray slab that will one day pulse with information. Patty moved here in the 4th grade. Looking down at Quincy, she thinks about how it's changed.
It's looking much more industrial all the time. And I don't think anyone that moved to a rural location moved to live in an industrial complex, because that's what it looks like. It is an industrial complex now.
It was always a little industrial with the food processing.
Yeah, a little industrial, but this is not related to food processing. This is not related to agriculture. This is not related to any of what would have drawn somebody to a rural community.
Patty doesn't have a smartphone. She has Facebook and uses email, but she avoids saving information on the cloud. Instead, she uses an external hard drive. She says living alongside the cloud, seeing it as a bunch of buildings, makes it seem less of a safe, permanent place to store her photos and other stuff she cares about. It seems vulnerable. I ask her what she wants people to know about the data we create and store and think of as existing in some infinite digital realm. What she basically wants people to know is that it all ends up somewhere. Long after we forget about it, it's still taking up land and spewing exhaust in someone's town, outside someone's kitchen window.
That was 88.5's Will James.